The God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Kandavu Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitched tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who worked tirelessly through the nights. Help, give, and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to His word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, He is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on. I would like you to believe and receive today that He is that God against all odds.
Kalandi and a matin to New Zealand, Sanitigava, Lavanak and the New York Makin and the Bunolomanoviti, and some may wait to and Bunolumbo, New Zealand, Laume Bavuli, Laume Vadaka, Laume Vangito, Laume Vangande, second Samuel Bono Tunday too, and a Bunovinango, Osator to Gonovinango, Moviki the Bakitugani, Nava Tale, Nava Nimbula, Nava Jesus Christo and another Turana, and a single Vinaganikua. Being a rabbit weekend and a new Methodist Christian Fellowship. Can you go around the planet FM? You can do about the Taro Newt in the Vitavi. They give you your mind. We talk to Lagasi Lemeki Lolaka 212-984-820. On a Catale 212-984-820. Can you marrow me to Mingarabi? Weekenda X99. Don't even know. A barrow to my weekenda. Naruti Kenda Babinaka. Turanga Kenamarama. Norbo Kenuanelewa. They want in Langaburongo. Say Quaya, Nabosenikalu, Molinaki Nabosenikalu, Endina Nabosenikalu, and Alasu Natamatakana, Endina Nabosenikalu, Kavika Nabotam, Selanitamata Mendo Salas, Siluini Tamata, Mendo Visau, Nanon Nanuma, Sakambali Turana Kinamarama, and a blessed Takikan Nabosenikalu, and a Nakinimbula Nitabutu, Nitao, Naluwale, Napoloma, Nabili Raki Nabidi, Nambulini Langa, Kenambulin Rabua, Saruki Kendarwinanga.
Malambula, Vinaka Makalevna, Elvinaka, the Sokalo, and the V. Singatambo, and Angona Batavango. Makabula Talavi can, and particularly in the Central Division. I pray that we are already all set up to worship God today. Thank you, Tongas Boleka. I saw that update in the Global on the New Town Zone, already tuning in for Power in the Word. All other zones within the central. Now, I'm going to give you a post update so we know you are all there already to listen to the word of God. If you want to make a day, you can't do it. And thank you, Natambo Zone, and all other neighboring zones. We received the feedback yesterday. Buses coming and cars coming. You know, what a day to celebrate. The first Sunday of the year. And not only that, second mission Sunday, sindona kami bisuki kenda. Kona ulo balakede kona bangara, ngembiti konikua. Kochi koma ya mama iloto, vinakabale utalanga simi ke Nancy Francis, na team coming all the way. And we pray that you're ready with an item so we can all come and praise God today at the foreshore. Thank you for that. I'll give you something to welcome and acknowledge the foreign church. churches.
I greet you overseas church members and non-church members in the mighty matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For those of you in UK, welcome to God of Our Nation program. Yes. In Germany, in the Middle East, those that are watching and listening from France, Italy, and not forgetting Scotland and Wales and Northern Ireland,
Romania,
greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not forgetting Australia, all the zone and all the region,
hallelujah,
and also the land of long white cloud down in the south. Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that you are ready for another 2021. Not forgetting people that are logging from Tonga, Vanuatu, Samoa, Papua New Guinea, and also those in Solomon Island. We greet you from Suva, the capital of Fiji, in the mighty, matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And our program, God of Our Nation, we believe that the Holy Spirit will inspire you wherever you are.
Hallelujah.
So we can tackle head on, come 2021. Bring it on. My God is with me. Hallelujah. And I believe that we are looking forward to this session.
And also special greeting to those of you who do not believe in God, or you don't belong to any denomination. And today is one of those Sundays that you say yet again, even though it's the first Sunday for 2021, you know, you still roll over with your program that you usually have every Sunday. And not only that, maybe most of us this morning who do not go to church, either you're hangover from the last 2 or 3 days of drinking, and you're trying to find any strong coffee or any other thing that can fix you. And maybe some of us are waking up in the wrong house this morning, the home that you're not supposed to be in, while you have your family in another house. And maybe some of us woke up this morning, have lost their money, have lost the things that they had on them, and then they can't remember what happened or what transpired until this morning. Or maybe some of us, you know, had incidents that happened to them. They are trying to nurse the injuries this morning, or accidents. You know, you're finding the time to tune in. And for us, we went down to the West, and we, our grandchildren are nursing their burnt skin, and we're all burnt coming all the way from Nandi. So one way or the other, you have different families and different things happening. Maybe some of you, or most of you, congregating together as relatives and friends, enjoyed the Christmas and New Year. And another reality is slowly sinking in. You've had your celebration for Christmas, you had your celebration for New Year, and another reality, like, you know, the days are approaching that school is going to start and work gets back to normal, which means indirectly 2021 now begins. So sometimes we don't want to acknowledge the fact that things are right there before you, and then you don't know how to handle, but you are taking the time to listen in today. Screen and another ward, and we were limbulan doing, and the Tiko Kina Viti, Kito Bakambula Tikani, and Adani Takatakaman, and one to Ravachisu, my Turaki, Kabiba Kabouti, Tikini Lison in Kangtakik and Niko, Civic and Niko, and Ristulivikon Dona Bakadi, and Ristulivikon Bula, and Amatakaniko. But let's get on a country and Ravana Klo. Or if you're tuning in, you don't speak the Itauke language from the prison, wherever, whichever prison that you're in, as well as the hospital, whichever ward, and whatever sickness you're suffering from, and yet you cannot avoid you know, looking at that screen, and you can see us from that screen, or you can hear us. So this morning we would like to say Bulavinaka, all the way from Turek, and this morning we will be sharing a bit on Against All Odds, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you believe in the Lord, grab it today to encourage you and also strengthen your faith. But if you don't believe in Jesus, but yet you are lying down there sick in the hospital bed, try and find a space in your heart to believe and trust in Jesus, that he is the greatest healer. Hallelujah. So on that note, we say Bulavinaka to everybody, and maybe some of you today, second thought, you know, don't even think about church. You're still sleeping in. Whenever or whichever day that this program is going to be replayed and you're going to listen in, we would like to tell you, regardless, against all, whatever that you're facing, don't allow the situation to overwhelm you. Don't allow it to define you. You rise above it and say to yourself, no, I'm going this way. I was actually sharing with Nasilevo this morning on our way. And this morning at the studio, there's been a lot of calls. And I know that you ladies can identify. Maybe you're tuning in this morning. We are not church members. Most of you are calling in. And not only that, I received a long text all the way from England yesterday. The number of extramarital affairs, it's very alarming to think that it's happening. I would accept the fact that it can happen, maybe if you don't believe in God and you engage yourselves in activities that leads to that extramarital affair. But I cannot accept the fact that you are attending church and you are worshiping God and you have your husband and you have your children, but yet you still go ahead and commit those kind of sinful things that we, it affects, it's very, the repercussion of your action can be traumatizing. Yeah. To your children as well, to your family. This is the conversation, or this is the topic that most people don't want to address, or they don't want to talk about it. And I know you're listening, and that's why maybe you don't like New Methodists, or I don't like New Methodists. They always pick on the grog, they pick on these things, they pick on Lasse Tumba, and that's why you don't like us. But you know what? No one seems to be bold enough to address those things, but we want to be bold enough to address it. And I usually stand before the church when we have our leaders training on every Monday at Ratsukuna, and that's the thing that I've been addressing, I believe, after 2 Mondays now, without knowing what is happening, but I believe it's the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And now I'm receiving feedback, then it validates the fact of what the Holy Spirit has led us to address. I was addressing with the leaders of New Methodists, and I know we can then allow to New Methodists, because we can talk about God and what he can do. When God is with you, he can do, things that your mind cannot even fathom. Food on your table, funding that you need to pay for mortgages, and healing, the life he can give you. But we fail to address these little issues or little things that sometimes when you go through those, then money doesn't have any more value. The food on the table doesn't have any more taste. When you look at your children, you're just full of hurt because of this thing that is happening within your home. So I was addressing with the church and we can then look to the Methodist Kokach Weekend and Muniti, and on the regional training, I was addressing with us that, these things happen. When you are in church, it doesn't exempt you. Like if you come to church and then you think that you're immune to this thing, that nothing is going to happen. No, it's right there. And that's why in the church, I will always address it. And now with these issues and these things coming in, and like I addressed on Monday, it happens to, pastors' wives. It happens to the senior pastors. So it's something I believe a lot of people don't want to talk about it, yeah? But I want to talk about it. And a lot of people maybe think, okay, we keep this kind of thing. We don't talk about it in church because it's about New Methodists. No, it's nothing to do with New Methodists. It can happen in New Methodists. It's happening in New Methodists. And it can happen to any other denomination and church. So maybe it's not addressed in other churches, but I want to address it for New Methodists. Because more so, you are hurting your children. And I was reading this particular text this morning. She called last night. We were actually attending an award night last night. We have our headquarters division. They were doing some awards last night. So in the midst of music and everything, then we were sitting out there in this place, in this hotel. The phone rang. And I heard this young woman's voice. And you may be tuning in this morning. she was just crying. She kept on saying, please pray for me, please pray for me. And I said, look, I cannot hear you in the midst of these noises. Please, can you just text me? Which she did. And she texts to advise that, she said, Randini, she doesn't belong to New Methodist. Randini, I've been married for 3 years, a young couple. But, and she mentioned the husband's name. Please, can you pray for him? She just walked out on me and took a young girl and now living with her. And life is meaningless to me. And I'm sharing one of those things. And yesterday I was sent this family photo of three boys and one beautiful girl. And a family photo of husband and wife, the full family. And this lady trying to find solace. And they belong to another denomination. But the husband is also the pastor of that denomination and having an affair of another senior pastor's wife in another denomination. I mean, what do you say to those things? Like what I said, it's a taboo talk, and we only think that it happens outside. It doesn't happen in the church, but it's happening in the church. Because we usually talk about against all odds, you know, regardless of what you're facing. But these are the things. And like what I said, when I say greetings this morning, maybe some of you hang out with your friends, you have your wife or you have your husband at home with your children, and you go partying and you wake up in the wrong house, committing the wrong thing. You know, that maybe half an hour to about 3 hours of pleasure, it kills your family. It takes away the joy of your family. Maybe you will stand before your wife or your husband and say, oh, it didn't mean anything. It was just one night fleeing. It's just one of those moments. Or she threw herself at me, or he did this. So to you, it's nothing. But the hurt and the pain that you inflict on your spouse and your children, you will never be able to measure. And on that note, like what I said, a lot of people don't want to talk about it. And this is the season for it. It's like Christmas and the New Year. It's like you thought that you'd be given the freedom to commit extramarital affairs and then go back to your family like nothing happened, and you expect them just to take you in like nothing happened. And I believe there should be a shift in this paradigm. There should be a shift in this kind of attitude. We shouldn't accept it as the normal. We should fight it. And there's no other way. According to the message that Gaselevo preached for us on the New Year's Day service, it says, you know, when God is with me, with God is with you, regardless who you are, whatever is out there, you can face it. And we can be standing on that. And I was telling the church, you're coming towards the end of the year, 2020, and 2021 is there. And December seems to be that month, like the Malay month, the Buddhism month, the No Job month, the Bhagavatalia month, the Valavalada month, and many. So I will catch a New Methodist. I'll say, we're going to New Methodist. We're going to have a bull in Malumalumu, say a bull in Buddhism, say a bull in Lassa Itumba, say a bull in Bhagavatalia. Italia. Au vina katikenda, kero vina kata, na New Methodism, December, and a vula ni alo matua, the month of wisdom. Na mama, wisdom taka kina no milabo, wisdom kina no family time. The wisdom and your worship. So you have wisdom and your worship. Not wisdom and then you go and party around every day. No. Because now reality, like now you're actually looking at your funding, thinking of your children, school starting on the 19th. So you're trying, you know, to look at your available funds. And most of us don't get paid until later because we've already gotten our pay earlier. So whatever that you're going through, like what we said, on against all odds, I just want to bring in that issue while it's still there with me. And this phone is full of it. You know, sometimes I pray over them. I don't know what to say. Yeah, I don't know what to say. And that's why we can download to New Methodist on address the kitchen to go back on the monitor. This is exactly what I was telling us last Monday. I was telling you last Monday, you know, when I receive this kind of a prayer request, I'm, you know, I have to be strong for them, to pray for them. And some of them, I haven't even met them. I don't know them. But when I see and hear the hurt that they go through, when we monitor, I don't know what's going to happen. We can't. But let our what's the thing? We can't do it. We can't do it. We receive that thing. We can't do it. We can't do it. And do not come with us. We can't do it. I mean, some of them, they are at the edge of taking their life. And some of them, like, they couldn't tell us about their children anymore. It's like they're dead inside when those kind of things happen. And I want us, like today, because today is the first Sunday. All throughout, against all odds, you know, against all odds, whatever is out there. And the kingdom economics that God is going to take you through for 2021, everybody needs to come clean, and everybody in your family needs to come before God. Bow down before God today. If any other day you've been saying, okay, I'll stop, or my this month, I will stop doing that, or I will have to tell that girl or tell that man that I cannot continue with my affairs with you because I need to focus. Whatever that you're planning, you need to end it now. You need to think of your children. You need to think of that beloved spouse that you, you know, once loved, and ask God to give you that love once more. You know, to have your bonding with your spouse. Because the stronger your relationship is, and the way that you pray, and the way that you agree on certain things for your family, not only that, for your work and for your children, that's how God works. We can continue to preach. We can continue to talk about against all odds and kingdom principle. But these are the things there. And you can say to yourself, okay, I can do this, I can do that, but I continue to do this thing. Today is the day for you to decide. And write it down. And write down your list of same things that you need to take out, and also your list of your desire that you need to achieve for 2021. So you need to write two lists today. Dona namu list ni kai ko binakata mo visa ukina, kikondola setu mo mekua, kikondola sola semekua, kikondoka kasa mekua, mekubola. But let me know kubola kiri kon gay serious. I need to leave these things. I need to take this thing out of my bloodline, out of my life. And then ikongevola na kai ko binakata. Nongo vale, nongo motoka, sonyo nongo bili, na kake venga, ikubola. Then start writing a promotion in the workplace, or maybe another job that you're looking for, whatever that you're looking for. Write two lists, because getting rid of this is a foundation for achieving this. Mm. Because if you don't identify the weakness you have, you will continue to do your wish list, and then nothing is happening, because you need to get rid of that. You need to identify. We can preach, we can share, but the conviction of the Holy Spirit only can work in your life for you to identify that.
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
Hallelujah.
The Bible is very clear. I believe it was in the whole of October and whole of November.
Amen.
And a little bit of December, I was talking about the 10 barriers to kingdom living.
Hallelujah.
Because against all odds, when you are living in the kingdom,
amen,
that's against all odds. So when you deal with the 10 barriers, pleasure to again and Allah say tumba.
Hallelujah.
Na dondara. Dondara we can the sabri bagawati. Can the sabri yadu witu kuhana dondara fornication. Ngay taraba mai na garbi matakau. Can you katolung mo na Allah say tumba. Hallelujah. And we've been dealing. See, Paul was writing to the people in the church. He was not writing to the people outside the church, no. He was writing to the church in Corinthians, the church in Galatia, the church in Ephesus. He was writing to the church people. That
Hallelujah.
Means it was happening. Yeah. People were worshiping God and having extramarital affairs. People worshiping God, getting drunk. People worshiping God, people, they want to be woman when they are men. They want to be men when they were woman. All these things, those are the barriers that remove us from the kingdom living. And the kingdom living that pulls against all odds. You cannot have against all odds if you continue to live in this sinful nature.
Yeah.
The Bible says his hand is never too soft.
Hallelujah.
To save. His ear is never too dumb or too blocked to hear. It is our sinful nature that separate us. Does not separate God. Separate us. God is everywhere. He's summer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we need to deal with the issue. Hallelujah. You know, 3 days Joshua told the Israelites, 3 days, sanctify yourself. Sanctify yourself. Sanctify yourself.
Hallelujah.
We are going to a greener pasture. We are going to Canaan, a land of milk and honey. And for us to take over that land, we must live a righteous life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Dealing with issues is that is the job of God's word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To clean you up.
Yeah. The Bible says, you are cleansed by the word that I say. We are not cleansed by university achievement. We are not cleansed by the position in the government or in the Benua or even in the church. We are cleansed by the word of God. That's why 10:30 like this, we will stand here and speak to you on the level. Hallelujah. We try to avoid the scripture. Hallelujah. We have the scripture, but we put it, we paraphrase, we rephrase, so we can, it become very simple to us. We simplify. Hallelujah. So stop la setuba.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Kuona mateni. Bleta ngona ninda celebrate kitu kendo na kai sen ni pagai volo tambu. Ya na buno ko e top tiko kina ne volo la todo de December. Bleta ngapa ni kada celebrate kitu kendo na ka sen ni pagai volo tambu. And a lot of things we do it in the worldly style. And that's why the sin in the world is coming in the church, because the church celebrating something that only the world celebrate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we in the wrong place, we will start to talk with wrong people and we start to do the wrong things.
Yeah.
That's why we need the word of God. The word of God makes us mature. And I believe as we share from here, and you can face 2021 with boldness and confidence.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Joshua said, don't listen. Ni boga sos mata ki kemuni boga sos mata ki kemuni oti ni katolisinga sangai kauga indo sa rivir nambete resa volata na kato ni biale lati do murira.
Hallelujah.
Ko ira na nambete resa volata tu na kato ni biale lati na lava tu na kato ni biale lati. What is in the covenant? It's the word of God. It is the stone. The stone that was written.
Amen.
This is the second stone. Remember the first stone, it was thrown away and break into pieces.
Hallelujah.
So God wrote again. Hallelujah. And that's the thing that we must treasure, so we can walk to our, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
to our Canaan. We walk into 2021 because we have the word of God with us. Nobody, including us that we are standing here, that we will not be attacked. We will be attacked.
Yes.
But because we have the word of God, because we have the word of
hallelujah.
God, it makes us very close to one another. It makes us mature. Hallelujah. I want to challenge our life. Hallelujah. You know, extramarital affairs is something that's already in the Bible for so many years, because you are dealing with human emotion and feelings. So we need to fill ourselves with the word of God.
Yes.
So when the temptation of the world comes, it will be rebutted, refused by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Because the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. The only thing that will make us straight is the word of God. That's why Prophet Isaiah said, the plants die and the flowers wither, but the word of the
hallelujah.
Lord will stand forever. The only thing that can keep your marriage together is the word of God.
Amen.
Not only know it, not only read it, but live it.
Hallelujah.
And you will have the shield, you will have the protection of the word of God, because God is in his word. For God to manifest, get the word, because the word is
hallelujah.
God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. That's why we need, hallelujah. For those of you that don't belong to any church, my friend, please, when you have the word of God, I tell you,
hallelujah.
You are taking the first step.
Yes.
And that's why sometimes you don't like us preach 10:30, but you continue to on your television. Oh, you are on the right track, my friend. You are on the right. Continue to hear. Continue to hear. Continue to hear. Continue to hear. When you hear, start to register in your life. And one day, I'll tell you, God will use you, because God will use zero.
Hallelujah.
People use zero. God will use a nobody for his glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I know that we've been spending a little bit more time on the couples and the extramarital affairs. And today I would like to, on that note, for the children that are tuning in today, I would like to say thank you. If you belong to families that spend your Christmas and your New Year with your family and you stayed intact at home, and also would like to acknowledge the government of Fiji for that curfew hours of 11 to 4. I would like to take this time to thank the government of Fiji for doing that. We traveled quite a fair bit up and down in to Nandi and back to Suva, and we need to get the permit to do that. And I sent today to say thank you for that decision. Not only that, it also, you know, it keeps the family together. You have no choice. Nindandola kutuba Italia, yuko sa tu dala tu yuko sa matuwandua. Oba mina katakwali mo na
mas. Sarongo tu weekend na mo sa Nicolo, ni siya ni kuwa. Sangi mo kato weekend na nonden ding dingi. Ka weekend na mo tambo ko sarongo na nungo bosa. Kada kabo kinendo na ka sa tomatobuku sa tuto wate kinendo sa tarano na vale enandel ni watu. Iki mo kinendo sarongo na nungo bosa. Kasi nita kabo kinendo na ka sa tomatalilia sa tuto wate kinendo na tomat sa tarano na vale enandel ni nuku ni natau na uda dogo na ndombui na liwa na dangi na tamba kana vale kwa ya enambale sa kale una na nambale sa bimbuli eni weekend na turangeli mara madoro boku nwa nilewa enabuno limu kwa New Zealand na mosu nikalu enda sarongo na na numutiko nga tuwa karo tu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship na vingarabi nonda mula ena singa binagani kwa nga ingiri nga eni ena namba sa tuku ni otitoka waridake wakalunga teki kenda na turanga ena singa binagani kwa emeni.